Make to Know, From Spaces of Uncertainty to Creative Discovery. Written by Lorne M. Buckman. Published 2021 by Thames & Hudson Limited. Narrated by the author. Preface: Creative Uncertainty, The Making of the Apple Store. The true is precisely what is made. Giambattista Vico. To ask for the whole thing cut and dried at once is a great error. There is no use sitting down waiting for clarity, believing that your work will reveal itself in a flash and show you the road to it free of charge. You have to grope your way in good faith. Wilhelm Ekelund. One morning in the fall of 1999, the phone rang at the San Francisco office of design firm 8 Inc. On the other end was Andrea Nordeman, longtime assistant to Steve Jobs. Tim Kobe, CEO of the firm, took the call. He and his partners had worked with Apple on the product launch of its colored iMacs a year earlier, and, more recently, Kobe had sent Jobs his ideas for creating a signature retail outlet. "Hey," Nordeman began, "Steve is interested in that retail stuff. He would like to see your retail credentials." By retail stuff, Nordeman was referring to what would eventually become the Apple Store, a groundbreaking facility that is now a clear and unmistakable articulation of Apple's brand. At that time, however, the process of how it would be created was anything but clear, at least from the perspective of Kobe, its lead designer. To hear Kobe's narrative is to learn with some surprise that the Apple Store came about through a process riddled with failure and unpredictable turns. "Okay, that would be great," Kobe told Nordeman. "We can show him our credentials." "Well," she said, "he's in the car, and he'll be there in 15 minutes. The unexpected turns of the process were already underway. Kobe recalls the importance of his firm's relationship with Jobs even before that call. "The creation of the Apple Store really began with our relationship in 1998, getting to a point where Steve trusted us, our opinion. When Steve saw the colored iMacs, he realized he had something that was no longer an appliance, but a consumer product that was a colorful and beautiful thing. We just put them all on a big light table at the Macworld trade show, illuminated them, and let the stunning qualities of the product come through. Apple changed."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?